WWE gets down to business. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, February 5th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. Results from Thursday's NXT UK are straight ahead in this update, but first, the waiting game for WWE when it comes to live fans at its events will drag on into the second half of the year. Of course, WWE does plan to have some fans at WrestleMania, but during an investors call Thursday, WWE executives said they don't expect fans in attendance at any other shows until the middle of the year at the earliest. Also during that call, WWE's Nick Khan said he doesn't expect the upcoming shutdown of NBC Sports Network and the migration of some of its programming to USA Network to have any impact on Raw or NXT. WWE announced Thursday it's come to terms on the release of Steve Cutler. The former Forgotten Sons member was most recently seen alongside Wesley Blake backing King Corbin on SmackDown, but both had been missing from Corbin's recent appearances. Cutler tweeted, quote, "It was shocking to say the least, but I am excited about the future," end quote. Cutler also indicated he'll be looking to get back in a wrestling ring when his 90-day no-compete expires. Both Royal Rumble winners Bianca Belair and Edge are being promoted for tonight's SmackDown. Edge recently responded to critics of a part-timer winning the Rumble.
"Those people also don't know my work ethic. I don't consider myself a part-timer. If I'm in the hunt for the championship, I'm here every week. It's the way I operate. I don't care what my contract says."
Edge speaking with Graham Matthews for Bleacher Report. On Thursday's NXT UK, Jordan Devlin's Cruiserweight title open challenge was answered by Dave Mastiff, who is almost certainly not under 205 pounds. Devlin did get the pin after a 450 splash. Nina Samuels beat Zaya Brookside, and also Miko Satomura makes her NXT UK debut next week. There will also be a street fight, The Hunt versus Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster.
AEW.
AEW officially announced a big main event for next Wednesday's Dynamite. Kenny Omega and Kenta versus Jon Moxley and Lance Archer in a Falls Count Anywhere, Anything Goes match. There are some new details on AEW's upcoming World Women's Championship Eliminator Tournament. The Twitter account for the Joshi promotion Marvelous said matches in the Japan half of the bracket will be recorded with no fans in attendance, and the winner of the Japan side of the bracket will then travel to the United States for the tournament final. Also, AEW Women's Champ Hikaru Shida tweeted Thursday that she's back in Japan for the tournament.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan announced Thursday that it will begin producing a one-hour weekly series for fans in the US, Canada, and the UK. It'll air Thursday evenings at 5 p.m. on the Roku channel, starting on February 11th. New Japan says the series will feature top matches and events that have yet to air outside of Japan.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling announcing a couple new matches for its No Surrender show on February 13th. One will be the first ever triple threat revolver match to decide the number one contender for the X Division title. Now listen to this. Eight men will be involved in what Impact describes as a revolving series of triple threat matches. When somebody is pinned or submitted, another man enters. Impact says, quote, "When we get down to the final three, whoever scores the fall is the winner," end quote. Also added to No Surrender, Brian Myers and Hernandez versus Matt Cardona and Eddie Edwards. MLW announced Wednesday that next week's Fusion will see its middleweight champ Leo Rush versus AAA cruiserweight champ Laredo Kid in a winner-takes-all title match.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor's Cheeseburger says he's starting a new chapter in his career with a new name, World Famous CB. He's going to be in action on this weekend's ROH TV in a Pure Rules match against Tracy Williams. We will also see Roosh, Dragon Lee, La Bestia del Ring, and Flip Gordon teaming up against Brody King, PCO, and the Briscoes. ROH announced the re-signing of Sledge. He was first signed out of the ROH dojo at the start of last year, but ROH has yet to broadcast one of his matches. That'll finally happen next week when Sledge faces O'Shea Edwards on Ring of Honor's Week by Week YouTube show. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, February 5th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.